Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discerning House of David, which is Amazon's sword and sandal epic depicting the story of David and specifically Goliath in the first season. So this is a very ambitious project. It's the showrunner is John Irwin, who is a very celebrated Christian filmmaker for his work with I Can Only Imagine. I think he also was a part of Jesus Revolution. Both those movies, I would say, are pretty good. But House of David is a little bit different. It is, I would say, not good so far as a TV show. Now, it's not the worst TV show I've ever seen, but I guess we'll get into some of my criticisms of it. But as a biblical adaptation, I would say it's actually more obviously bad than The Chosen. The Chosen's a little bit more subtle. This has some very glaring issues with regards to its depiction of its titular character, David. And that's what I want to mostly focus on in this review, but for now, we're also going to cover like my lesser criticisms as well, and some of them my praise, because I do have some good things to say about this, more than I would say The Chosen. I do think this is actually a better show than The Chosen. So let's dive into that, but first I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web, Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. Not a whole lot of Christians on YouTube are talking about this. I believe I saw Todd Friel has a video calling this out, but like no one else is really calling this out, and I think we need to kind of change that a little bit. So that's what we're doing here. You can support our work over at Evangelical Dark Web, where I'm doing episodic reviews of this because I can more easily do this than do episodic reviews of The Chosen. It's going to take me forever to catch up on that anyway, but I'm three episodes into House of David. And I start off with the first episode saying it's already bad. Like, this is not a good show. The first episode is not very good. I think there's a lot of... I hate the introduction of Goliath via a flash forward. And the flash forward shows David getting hurt and wounded by a javelin. I don't like that at all. I don't think javelins are the most accurate of weapons, and I don't think David gets hurt against Goliath. He's able to do the sling from a distance. Those things had the stopping power of a handgun, and thus Goliath is stunned. Like, that's how the story goes in the Bible, and that's not exactly how the story looks like it's going to go in the Amazon House of David series. I actually like the title House of David because we do see in the Bible it uses House of. Specifically, I'll use the example in the book of Judges where it talks about the house of Micah, who's a bad guy, by the way. But nonetheless, I do like the name of the series. I don't like the introduction of David from the onset. David is depicted as a mama's boy, and it's just not very good. But let's talk about what the main issue with David is. David, from the beginning, is foreshadowed to be an illegitimate child. It's already established in episode 1 that he does not have the same mother as his brothers. And I think this is a huge, huge issue. And by the time we get to episode 3, which is the most recent episode that I've watched, it is confirmed that David is an illegitimate bastard, and he's a bastard of a foreign woman. Now, this foreign woman is depicted as a full-throated believer in God, And she is the inspiration for many of the psalms that David writes and stuff like that. That is what the show House of David depicts. But nonetheless, I can't get past the fact that it depicts David as a bastard. This is, to me, intolerable. This is not supported in the scriptures. If David were indeed an illegitimate child, this is not a detail that the Bible would neglect. It simply is not. It is the Bible has made reference to illegitimacy of a child in previous text, again, Book of Judges, for instance, which I'm very fresh on. I'm also very fresh right now on the Book of Deuteronomy, because during the course of me watching this, I did stumble upon my daily reading, Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, "No one of illegitimate birth shall enter the assembly of the Lord. None of his descendants, even to the 10th generation, shall enter the assembly of the Lord." Now, I do believe that this is a sexist passage, and I don't mean that to deride the Bible at all, because I do think there's a difference between men and women. So the context being like about the foreigners and stuff like that, so the Moabites and the Ammonites, I think it's different for women. If women marry, if a man takes a wife, that child is still legitimate, and the law regarding that applies. But an illegitimate child, specifically a male illegitimate child, is ceremonially unclean up to the 10th generation. Now, Christ would still be clean based on this standard by the house of David, because he's over 10 generations past David. Now, but Solomon is the king that built the temple. According to House of David, he would have been unclean to have worshipped in the temple that he built. If, House of David chooses to follow the Bible and what it says in Deuteronomy 23, verse 2. This is not a good use of creative license, and this is a very problematic thing. And I don't know how many people are calling and raising the alarm bells about this, but I do know the Gospel Coalition did not. The Gospel Coalition gave a glowing review to House of David. I'm just going to read these three paragraphs. "Fans of The Chosen will find much to like in House of David, even as those inclined to dislike The Chosen will probably dislike House of David for the same reasons." Now, again, I judge each as TV shows and each as adaptations of the Bible. I think they're both unfaithful, and The Chosen is especially bad as a TV show because it is a CW-style melodrama, whereas House of David goes for a sword and sandals epic. I think the fight scenes are actually pretty good so far, but I do have some technical criticisms that I'll get into in a minute. But yeah, I am inclined to dislike the House of David because they made David a bastard. And the Gospel Coalition does not bring this up. What works for both shows, this is Brett McCracken, who's the film review guy wannabe at the Gospel Coalition, is for long-form multi-season television shows, which gives iconic biblical characters breathing room to be rendered in textual breaststrokes rather than flannel graph on one-dimensionally. Amazon, which this month announced its exclusive streaming rights to The Chosen's new season, clearly recognizes this multi-season show format, more than the compressed limitations of a feature film, is a winning recipe for biblical material to go deeper and wider on screen. Again, a nice little reference to some seeker-sensitive movement there with deeper and wider. That Annie Stanley's book? Deep and Wide? Anyway, but the flip side of this strength is its vulnerability that exposes these shows to frequent critiques. How do you create relatable, fleshed-out characters out of people only mentioned in a few verses of the biblical text? How do you speculate? How do you fill in the narrative gaps in a way that's plausible, compelling, and not contradictory to what's in Scripture? It's a tough balance to strike, but Irwin's House of David does a commendable job of being both narratively interesting and biblically faithful. I think some parts of it are very narratively interesting. I will grant that. But it is not biblically faithful because they fundamentally have messed up the titular character. Now, going back into some critiques as far as a television show, they also seem to want to do the tropes. Like, it reminded me of The Walking Dead. Episode 2 has, like, a pointless action scene 40 minutes in, which is very much Walking Dead, which I hated. The dialogue is very clunky at times. At one point, the Philistines used the term idol unironically, which I thought was that did not jive with me. They also used the term Yahweh as a name for God, which again is linguistically incorrect. I am is a declaration. It is not a special name for God. This is especially made clear in the Greek, because Jesus also uses the term in the New Testament. So, which is the same term that appears in the Septuagint. So we know this, that, there's not a special name for God. And one of the things that also bothered me was, in the first episode, Saul used the death of 5,000 people in a battle that they won called the Battle of the Amalekites, which is a stupid name for a battle. Battles are typically named after places. Not the Battle of the Amalekites. 5,000 dead in a battle, given the troop numbers that we see in the book of 1 Samuel, and even 2 Samuel, this is very high for a winning side. This is like a very bloody battle in a Napoleonic era. Like, this is a very high casualty rate. That kind of just bothered me also. Again, I look for things like this, the pointless action scenes that have appeared in it. But overall, this is a much better show. It focuses a lot on the intrigue of the House of Saul. They created a son of his that is a complete degenerate. Not a huge fan that he's super one-dimensional. But at the end of the day, you messed up David by making him, first of all, he looks nothing like David as depicted in the Bible. He's not ruddy. He's not ruddy, and he's not handsome. They made him a giant mama's boy and an illegitimate bastard. These things just do not bode well for this series. I don't think the casting is spectacular. I do like the more formal introduction to Goliath. I think that part is good. This show is better than The Chosen, but it is, again, not a good show because you messed up the titular character. You messed up David. You took some bizarre creative license because you don't like what David said about original sin when he said, even in sin my mother conceived me and stuff like that. That's talking about original sin. That's not talking about infidelity. That's not talking about fornication. And they messed this up badly. And it's a shame. Like, if they fixed David, they might have had an all right show. But they get David wrong, and there's no salvaging this. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.